USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said he could recognize two Russian-backed breakaway Ukrainian regions as independent, an aggressive move likely to torpedo a last-minute bid for a summit to prevent war. Separately, Moscow and Ukrainian military saboteurs have tried to enter Russian territory in armed vehicles, leading to at least five deaths, an accusation dismissed as fake news by Kiev. Both developments fit the pattern repeatedly predicted by Western governments who accuse Russia of preparing to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine by blaming Kiev for attacks and relying on pleas for help from separatist proxies. In Washington, President Joe Biden has summoned a meeting with his top security advisors, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And the Winter Olympics are complete. The United States finished with 8 gold, 10 silver, and 7 bronze for a total of 25. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. And what anything that can relieve them quickly is except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The Internal Revenue Service has announced that taxpayers will be able to forego the use of facial recognition software in order to access their online accounts following the big controversy over the use of biometric data, according to the New York Times. No biometric data, including facial recognition, will be required if taxpayers choose to authenticate their identity through a virtual interview, according to the IRS in their statement today. In addition, photos gathered so far from users will be deleted from ID.me servers over the next few weeks. And any new photos taken this year will not be stored on any of the company's servers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today he is scrapping the last of his domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving forward from government restrictions to more personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like any other transmissible illness, such as the flu. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're looking to rent a new place, get ready for sticker shock. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
The price of rent has exploded across the country. According to a Realtor.com analysis of properties with two bedrooms or fewer in the 50 largest metro areas, rent rose by more than 19% from December 2020 to December 2021. Metro Miami saw the biggest jump, where rents were nearly 50% higher than the previous year. There was a spike of more than 25% in other Florida cities, Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa, and in the Sun Belt destinations of San Diego, Las Vegas, Austin, Texas, and Memphis. Economists worry about the impact of rent increases on inflation. That's because big jumps in new leases feed into the Consumer Price Index, which is used to measure inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
As some of the biggest U.S. employers are lifting their mask mandates for vaccinated workers, other companies are going even farther and discarding requirements that employees get any COVID-19 shots. Adidas told U.S. workers that it no longer requires that they get vaccinated against the virus. In confirming their new policy, one of the world's largest sporting goods manufacturers cited a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for companies with at least 100 workers. Remember, you can stay updated anytime 24/7 at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.